I'm James Cridlin, the radio futurologist.
Yes, Adelaide is fast becoming a big and important city. And yet from King William Street, the heart of Adelaide, you're not far from the sea. You can drive there in a quarter of an hour, and those beaches are well worth seeing.
Are Australia. And in a submission to government this week, Commercial Radio Australia, the Australian equivalent of the UK's Radio Centre, has asked for, among other things, a legal requirement that websites and apps should remove links to live radio streams and podcasts if the radio stations ask them to. The reason given is that other places might link to live streams or to podcasts, and therefore people won't visit radio station websites anymore. And therefore radio companies will lose out on the revenue from ad banners on those websites. Well, is this a good idea? Not really. First, there's no need to get government involved in the first place. If you don't want other people linking to your live streams, well, you can protect them. Just ask Netflix, Spotify, or even Apple's Beats One. If you don't want others listening to your podcasts, just remove the RSS feed and nobody will be able to link to your podcasts anymore. Technology to protect streams and files has been available for at least 20 years. We really don't need to bother government with it. Secondly, for an ad-funded platform, it's absolutely the wrong strategy to limit your potential audience. Your main goal should be to get more listeners to your ad-funded content. That's kind of how it works. Thirdly, podcasting in particular works by a podcaster publishing an RSS feed. And this feed is published deliberately to help other websites and apps to find individual episodes without formal permission being given. The whole point and success of podcasting is that it's open. So to bring legal protection against people linking to your podcast without permission is dangerous for the entire medium. And anyway, permission from the content owners is an interesting one. The content owners of much of radio's output are the record companies, not the radio stations. And the record companies, particularly here, are in perpetual fights with broadcast radio. And we'll be delighted to learn that you've handed them a way to switch off your internet streams. Commercial Radio Australia's press release seems like a scattergun list of issues. Everything from better ad measurement and asking for less regulation and asking for more regulation and asking for money. But the legal requirements about links to streams and especially to podcasts are dangerously misguided. And they display a fundamental misunderstanding of how the medium works. So just count yourself lucky today that you're not in Australia. You can get my weekly newsletter at james.crid.land and daily podcast news at podnews.net. And until next time, keep listening.